From London, we present Tea and Yesterday, a two-part invention for Kathleen Harrison and Marjorie Withers, written by Malcolm Quantrill. The scene is Millie's flat in Finchley. The time, last Sunday, or next Sunday. Tea and Yesterday.
That'll be Maisie, I expect. She always was on time. Oh, dear, and I haven't put the kettle on yet.
She always was very punctual.
All right. She is impatient. She always was. Mind you, I'll say one thing for her. She's punctual. She always was punctual. I'm the one who's always late. 4 o'clock exactly. What did I say? She always was on time. There you are then, Maisie. I was just putting the kettle on.
Hello, dear. I hope I'm not late.
You're right on time, dear. Come in.
I had such a time with the buses.
I know.
They don't seem to move these days.
I know what you mean, dear. Oh, Maisie, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has been a long time, Millie.
It's been much too long, Maisie. But time flies, as they say.
Yes, Millie, time flies.
How long is it now?
Well, now, let me see. The war was still on.
Go on, the war?
I remember the war was still on.
Well,
I remember the bombing. I remember the bombing was going on. Oh, I shall never forget that noise, Millie.
I miss it now. It's funny how you miss things. What about your hat, dear?
I think I'll keep it on, dear, if you don't mind.
Please yourself, dear. I've got the central heating on.
That's nice.
Mind you, it's too much for me in the summer, but you have to have it on.
It's not like a real fire, is it?
Of course, it's not like a real fire, but it's very nice for the summer.
You can't sit round it, can you?
No, dear, you can't sit round it.
I like to sit round it myself.
Mm, it's the dirt I don't like. All this dirt in the atmosphere, they say it'll kill us in the end. Slowly, mind you. But we don't seem to take any notice. It's funny how we don't take any notice, isn't it? There should be a law about it, that's what I think. They shouldn't be allowed to prostitute the atmosphere like that, should they?
Personally, I like a fire I can sit round. But they're very hard to find.
Mm, they fetch a good price these days. When you can find them, that is. I think we'll go in the dining room, dear. It's not the dining room, really, but I call it the dining room.
I know what you mean.
It's much warmer in the dining room on a day like this. What about your hat, Maisie?
I think I'll keep it on, dear.
Well, please yourself.
If you don't mind.
Not at all.
I used to have a dining room.
I like them.
It was rather nice, but I lost it in the Blitz.
What a shame.
It was blue and white.
Very pretty.
So I'll keep it on if you don't mind.
Just as you like. Now, let's have a good look at you. There's more light in here, Maisie. I'll open the curtains.
Oh, it's bright, Millie. I'm not really used to the light anymore.
I know, dear. Mind you, the sun is strong for the time of year, but then we have to take advantage of it while we can, don't we?
Of course, it fades everything.
That's what I said to Mrs. Cream next door. And it shows up the dirt.
You don't really notice the dirt in the winter.
That's what I said to Mrs. Cream. You sure you're comfortable with your hat on?
Yes, thanks.
It's funny.
What's funny?
I've always wanted a hat like that, all fruit and flowers. And the bees are nice. Are they real, dear?
I'm afraid they're plastic.
Everything is these days.
They're made by a Battle of Britain pilot. He doesn't have any legs.
Fancy that. Well, he's very clever with his hands. God always finds a way, doesn't he?
He makes ladybirds too, but I think his bees are best.
Well, we should help our own boys, shouldn't we? Encourage them, I mean. Mrs. Cream next door has a plastic nose, but it is washable, that's what I say.
Oh, it has lots of advantages.
Is it a new hat, dear?
I bought the bees yesterday.
I've always wanted a hat like that ever since I can remember. Funny how you set your heart on things, isn't it? Come over to the window, dear, so I can take a good look at you. Oh.
What's wrong, Millie?
Oh, you have changed, Maisie. It's no use saying you haven't. I really don't think I would have recognised you in the street.
Changed, Millie?
Well, you're different for one thing.
Different, Millie?
It's hard to describe, really, but I don't think I'd have recognised you in the street.
Some people have short memories. You haven't changed, Millie.
Well, I like to think I haven't.
You haven't. You haven't changed at all.
Of course, I take care of myself.
You have to these days.
I've always been very particular about my diet. And then I wear a good corset. That's very important, Maisie. I must have something to hold me together, you see. I need something strong to keep me in one piece, but they must be comfortable.
I know what you mean. We don't get any younger.
Do sit down, dear. That's what you need, dear. A good corset.
I've got a little man in Bond Street, dear. Nothing but the best for Maisie.
That's what I mean. What you need is something strong and simple. All these fancy things are all right for young girls. They don't have anything to hold in. What you need is something to flatten you out, dear. Something to hold you in and squeeze you out. The moment you took your coat off, I said to myself, Maisie needs a good corset, I said. You want something to hold your stomach in and push your bosom back to your neckline. If you take my advice, you'll go down the Vauxhall Bridge Road. Oh, I know all about this fancy stuff, but it doesn't hold you together. There's no substitute for the old whalebone and lacing, that's what I say. Here's the kettle, dear. I'll go and make us a nice cup of tea. Would you like India or China, dear?
I think I'll keep it on if it's all the same to you.
I'll make both, then.
There's no warmth in the sun anymore. I think it must have been the war.
Although I prefer China myself. As I said to Mrs. Cream next door, what do you expect, I said, if they prostitute the atmosphere like that, I said. You never know where it'll end. And you can even taste the dirt in the air these days. And the milk's not what it was. And that's why I prefer China. It has such a nice, clean taste.
I think it must have been the war.
That's what they say. I'll go make the tea then, dear.
She really hasn't changed. Ever since I can remember, she's wanted my hat. But she can't wear them. They don't suit her. Well, it's not everyone that has the face for it. Of course, she's always had to wear corsets ever since she was 14. It's not her fault, mind. It runs in the family. But she has got nice feet, and her ankles don't swell up like mine. Oh, but I don't know how she manages without a fire. I'd be freezing without a hat on. She must be warm-blooded, that's all. Some people are warm-hearted and others are warm-blooded. No, she hasn't changed, not Millie Clack. She had that velvet dress in the war.
Here we are, then. I hope I wasn't too long, dear. I had to wait for the kettle to boil. That's the trouble with these new kettles. They always whistle before the water boils. Everything's too quick these days. You never know where you are.
No.
Of course, the water's not what it was. It's all this imported stuff, if you ask me.
You're quite right. It's import this and import that. It's all they think about. And where does it get them? Who won the war? That's what I want to know.
You've got me there, dear. Some people say it was the Chinese, and the newspapers seem to think it was the Germans. Oh, it's anybody's guess, if you ask me. You don't know what to believe anymore.
You're quite right. You can't believe a word you read these days, and the newspapers are all full of advertisements. If you ask me, they're running out of news. That's what's happening. They've been taken over by the tobacconists and superannuated by the television. I don't know. Some people say the country's gone to the dogs.
Poor things. They get blamed for everything. Some people blame everything on the poor little dogs. And what do they expect when they tear up all the parks and cut down all the trees? No, if you ask me, the country's gone to the cars.
And to think we used to be a nation of animal lovers.
Times change.
They say the churches are full again, but it doesn't seem to make any difference. One thing about growing old is you see everything in the right prospectus. I think the trouble with the world today is young people. There are altogether far too many of them, if you ask me.
Well, I like my cup of tea.
There aren't many things left to us.
Sugar, dear?
4 lumps, please.
I gave it up in the war.
Well, there aren't many things left.
And it's not as if it sweetens, not like it used to, that's what I say. So I can't be bothered.
I always take 4 lumps as a matter of principle, but I never stir.
What about milk, then?
I'm not allowed to.
Not allowed to, dear?
It's the iodine. I have to watch that. I'm allergic to iodine.
Well, I have some tinned milk.
I'm allergic to tin, too. Fortunately, I am allowed iron. Not too much, mind, but I usually have some for breakfast.
That makes a nice change, doesn't it? Especially after all them cereals. Mrs. Cream next door eats cereals all day. Her dustbin's always full of empty boxes. Moderation in all things, that's what I say. Mind you, she's all skin and bone, not an ounce of meat on her, and she spends half her time at one of them health clubs in a steam bar. Health clubs, indeed. One of these days, she'll just dry up altogether.
Disgusting, that's what I call it. They say we're spending more money on slimming than eating.
It wouldn't surprise me. One day, I counted 24 boxes in Mrs. Crean's dustbin.
There ought to be a law.
Of course, she does get a lot of box tops.
She would.
Last Christmas, she had enough for a set of twins.
Doesn't seem right to me.
Fortunately, she did have a choice.
Well, that was nice.
She could have had a set of twins, a double-decker bus, or a portable air raid shelter.
Well, you wouldn't catch me eating the things.
She had a terrible time deciding. It was like the doctor's dilemma.
And what did she do in the end?
A terrible time she had. It was a very difficult decision for her. She had to fight her husband all the way. And Mr. Cream's a very strong-minded man. He's in the Civil Defence and the Advanced Drivers Club.
Some people will join anything.
But whatever else I say about Mrs. Cream, she's an idealist. I must give her credit.
It's women who have all the worry, isn't it?
She decided on the bus.
Oh.
It wasn't easy. For one thing, she has a grown-up family of her own. And then, on the other hand, she couldn't... You know what I mean. Especially at her time of life.
Oh. Of course not.
But she has an awful job parking.
Yes, it's not a family car, is it?
And apart from that, people are always jumping on and off and running up and down the stairs.
Well, that's not right. There ought to be a law.
Well, she doesn't get any younger.
No.
But she does go on with her box tops. You have to admire her for that.
Of course.
And in 10 years' time, she'll have enough for another bus.
Fancy that.
Mm, that's what I said. And she said, well, she said, I don't think I could go through with it all again.
I don't blame her.
She's thinner, for one thing.
Well, it does take it out of you.
So I think she'll go for the shelter next time.
And what did Mr. Cream say?
Well, he's not there, you see.
Oh.
Of course, I only know what I'm told, but it does make you think.
Well, that's life, dear. Sometimes it takes a bus to make people see themselves as they really are.
Maisie, you just stared.
Oh, I'm afraid I do sometimes. It's a nervous habit, you might say. I was just carried away.
Oh, it's my fault, dear. I shouldn't have given you a spoon.
Please don't apologise.
I insist, dear. It's entirely my fault. I don't know why I haven't got rid of them. I keep telling myself I should, but they look so pretty in the saucer.
I know just how you feel, dear. I wouldn't be without mine.
Thank you, dear.
But a portable shelter.
I know.
What's she going to do with it?
Oh, she said she thought it might come in handy. You can never tell with things like that. It's always nice to have one, just in case.
Oh, they were very handy in the old days.
And very pretty, too. I miss mine, dear. We had lovely begonias all over it.
I remember, Millie. I shall always remember the first time I was in your shelter. It was a full moon.
We used to have some lovely nights. The city was never so romantic as when they dropped them incentives. I shall never forget it, Maisie. Much better than Guy Fawkes. Oh, we had some lovely nights then.
It was a full moon and you were wearing your tin hat and a gas mask. I had to laugh, dear. It was just like a fancy dress.
We had some lovely nights, all right. One thing about war, it brings people together. We had a lot of fun in the air raids, Maisie. Sometimes we enjoyed it so much we didn't even want to go up when the all clear went. Those were the days, Maisie. We all had a bit of fun then.
You had your pyjamas tucked in your rubber boots and your earplugs all ready.
That was one trouble with them. You just could not keep them dry.
I remember once when there was 2 inches of water in yours. Let's have a water carnival, you said. It was like Venice. Only on a smaller scale, of course.
Well, the old rubber boots came in handy. You never know when you're going to need things. I found mine in the cupboard the other day. Millie, I said to myself, you never know when you're going to need them.
It was damp, all right.
I think that's why the begonias did so well. All that moisture, plus the heat from the oil lamp.
That first night, you were sitting there with your knees up and your boots in 2 inches of water. There was a full moon and a bit of frost. It was ever so cold and you were shaking, Millie.
Oh, I was not. I didn't shake all through the war, Maisie.
That night you were shaking, Millie.
You must have been mistaken, dear. Millie Clack went right through the war without shaking. Now, some people...
Oh, I don't want to argue with you, dear, but I was there. You were shaking that night.
It was dark down there, dear. We had only one oil lamp then.
Maybe it was, but I distinctly remember. You had your tin hat on, Millie, and as you shook, your tin hat was knocking on the wall at the back. Clink, clink, clink it went. I distinctly remember.
That's a lie, Maisie. I never did no such thing. I have never gone clink, clink, clink in my whole life.
I was there, Millie.
I'm surprised at you, Maisie. I thought better of you.
I distinctly remember, I tell you. There you were, sitting with your bag full of trinkets, and your tin hat was knocking on the wall.
I don't think that's very nice, Maisie. We had such nice times together in the war. It was like going to church, really, getting up in the middle of the night like that. And they were very good with their sirens, just like a church organ it was. And I always had the hot flask ready on the table with the sandwiches. That's one thing about wars, Maisie. They get you into a routine. Then I put my tin hat on and pick up the sandwiches, and off we go up the garden to the shelter. Was like a religious procession.
I miss it in a way.
Well, it's what you get used to, isn't it? Of course, Sam didn't care for it much. He was never much of a one for parties. But I always say that if he'd been in the shelter playing cards with the rest of us instead of taking the dog for a walk, he'd still be here today. Yeah, but he must have gone quick.
Well, it's the way to go, isn't it?
They didn't even find his wooden leg.
And he always kept it so nicely polished.
All they found was the dog's collar.
Oh, it was such a nice little dog, Millie.
Sam was very fond of dogs.
I think animals suffer in the war, though.
Well, they don't understand, do they?
And then you can't get them the proper food. It's a shame, really.
Mind you, we couldn't have managed without them.
No.
Dogs were very useful in the army, there's no doubt about that.
I saw a film once about army dogs. It was called Dogs in Uniform. Very moving. There they all were in their little uniforms, with their brass buttons shining in the sunlight. I had to cry, Millie. The general was there. He was going down the line and giving out the medals. And all the little dogs were sitting up and begging so he could pin them on. I couldn't help it, dear. I had to cry. Of course, they've always had dogs, haven't they?
Who, dear?
Royalty. It was very moving, Millie. It made me proud to be British.
I know just how you felt, dear.
It's a shame about poor Sam.
Of course, he wanted to join up, but they wouldn't take him.
No.
It was his wooden leg, you see.
He told me.
Of course, I never found it.
At least you would have had something.
All they found was the dog's collar.
You said.
So I had it buried at the cemetery. Seemed only decent. They made a nice little coffin for it, though.
That was nice.
And I had a nice headstone carved, marble, with Lily of the Valley round the edges.
Yes, they always look right, somehow.
Our dog was very fond of Lily of the Valley. It was his favourite flower, you might say.
Well, some dogs like them.
Mind you, my Sam used to like roses. But that was before his operation.
Fancy that.
After his operation, it was begonias or nothing.
Well, that's how it affects some people.
Of course, it didn't affect me like that.
No, well, it wouldn't.
After my operation, I mean.
What did they do to you, dear?
Well, it wasn't just the ordinary routine, you see.
They do funny things these days. It doesn't seem natural.
The surgeon was ever so nice, dear. He was quite young, really, to be doing that sort of thing, I mean. He said I was a very rare coincidence, especially at my age.
Well, they know, don't they?
I was only 35, you see. Mind you, it doesn't bother me now, not like it used to. That was what I was afraid of, but I think I was lucky to get over it.
They just managed to catch it in time.
That's what he said.
Well, we never know, do we? That's what I say.
He told me another month, and it would have slipped right beyond the bounds of possibility.
It just goes to show you, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Oh, you were one of the lucky ones then.
Not like it used to. Mind you, I have to watch it, and I must have a comfortable corset.
You said.
I think it was the war, really. What with one thing and another. Another cup, dear?
Very nice. Of course, I haven't been the same since.
No.
The trouble is, I can't put my finger on it.
What does the doctor say, then?
But that's the trouble. They don't seem to know, do they? Well, they're only guessing, aren't they? We're just a number to them, that's the trouble.
My very words. I was telling Mrs. Cream next door.
Yes, well, the last time I went to see mine, there he was, sitting in his chair and stirring his cup of tea. Well, Mrs. Crump, he says, and what's wrong this time, he says. He didn't stop stirring for a second. Well, I looked him straight in the eye and said, I don't know, Doctor, that's why I'm here. He stopped stirring then and started writing out the prescription. Same as last time, he says. Come and see me again next week, he says.
I don't do a proper job anymore.
Do you know, Millie, I haven't had a proper examination since the war. That's the truth.
Go on.
Come back and see me next week, he says. And then he goes back to stirring his tea.
Well, where'd you feel it then, dear?
It's all over. It doesn't stay in one place. It moves around. That's the trouble. It doesn't stay long enough to be able to get at it.
Oh, I've had that, dear. I know just what you mean.
But I feel it in my ankles.
Well, you would do.
I think it must have been the war.
Yes.
Mind you, I was sorry when it was over, Millie.
It's not the same, is it?
And it'll be different next time.
I know what you mean.
What I mean to say is, wars are all right if you know the people.
Quite.
But I don't know about all these foreigners. I just don't know, Millie.
My very words to Mrs. Cream. I said, I don't know about all these foreigners, I said.
And what did she say?
She said, she didn't know either.
Well, that's what I mean, you see. Nobody knows. That's the trouble. I don't know how they all came here. That's what I'd like to know. There ought to be a law.
You've put your finger right on it, dear. We used to have laws in this country, but they say we're exporting them.
I know.
Then we don't have the policemen we used to.
No.
And those we do have have gone to the cars.
I like them on their horses best.
Ask Mrs. Cream, she'll tell you. Last week, they sent six of them to move her bus.
Nothing's your own these days, is it?
And while they were moving Mrs. Cream's bus, 13 banks were being robbed in the metropolitan area alone.
Why don't they stick to their job? It's what I want to know. I don't know what the world is coming to. The next thing you know, we'll have foreign policemen.
And there's no telling where it'll end.
Well, it'll never be the same again. Mm.
Just fancy being in a shelter full of foreigners. Well, you wouldn't know which side you were on, would you? I think it's all done to confuse us. They're up to something or other.
Who?
The government.
Oh.
We've got a funny lot in now. I'm sure I don't know what they stand for. The next thing you know, they'll be asking us to emigrate. To make room for the foreigners. You mark my words.
Well, I don't know about you, dear, but if there's another war, I want to die at home. I think you belong in your own country at a time like that, don't you?
Well, of course, you don't know who this country belongs to these days, do you?
With all these takeovers and that.
And some people say it's the Germans, and the newspapers think it's the Yanks.
I even heard the South Africans had made an offer. I should have thought they had enough space of their own, wouldn't you?
Well, I suppose they have to have somewhere to go, poor dears. They say they're having a difficult time out there with all them foreigners.
They seem to be everywhere these days.
Oh, it's one of the blessings of modern travel, isn't it?
They're always improving things, aren't they?
That's progress, isn't it? Of course, I don't know why they want to go there in the first place. If more people stayed at home, we wouldn't have the rush hours, would we? We don't seem to take any notice, do we?
I think it's the war that did it, don't you?
Well, it wouldn't be the same again. Not with all these foreigners. I don't know if you've thought about it, dear. But there wouldn't be any warning next time.
I suppose there wouldn't.
I think if you're going to die, you should have a warning, don't you?
What for, Millie?
Well, you like to be prepared, don't you?
Do you think we'd take any notice, Millie?
Well, of course, it wouldn't be a war, really, would it? I don't think the dogs would be much use.
No.
They're not quick enough.
It's a shame, really. I don't like to think of them as redundant.
That's progress, isn't it? We must have progress.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
I think my Sam's well out of it, really. He wouldn't recognise the place if he came back again.
No.
He never did get along with them foreigners. They gave him a twinge in his stump.
Well, it wouldn't be the same, would it? What with instant this and instant that?
He never did have time for people who didn't have time for anything. Time flies, Maisie. It must be 18 years, if it's a day.
Yes.
Of course, he didn't have any warning, did he?
No.
Well, I suppose when your time's up, you've got to go.
That's what they say.
I just hope it's clean, that's all. Like Sam. I'd hate to be a burden to anyone.
I know what you mean.
course it may never happen.
You never can tell, can you?
I think I'll get myself a hat like yours, Maisie.
I should, dear.
I've wanted one like that ever since I can remember.
Well, you might as well have it while you've got the chance.
That's what I say. Of course, it may never happen.
No.
With bees on and everything. We should help our own boys, shouldn't we?
It takes a lot of courage when you don't have any legs.
Well, God always finds a way, doesn't he?
So they say, Millie.
Another cup, dear?
Just half, if you don't mind.
That was Tea and Yesterday by Malcolm Quantrill. Kathleen Harrison and Marjorie Withers were the two women old enough to know better, and production for the BBC was by Richard Imerson.